This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of 2 Peter 1:5 through 11, we discovered what Peter meant when he instructed us to make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Ordering your life as one who follows Jesus Christ requires knowing how Jesus lived, how he responded to people, how he reached out to people to help and heal them. This is foundational if you want to obey 1 John 2:6. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. The first book I wrote many years ago, Walking as He Walked, was based on this verse. This is what Jesus meant when he said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Your life lived before the world should be a door opener in the hearts of those who are watching. Dr. Wiest commented on this, "The convincing power of a Christ-like life is of greater effect than all of the learned disquisitions of scholars concerning the person and work of our Lord. These latter are basic and absolutely necessary to the maintenance of true doctrine, but in themselves are helpless to answer the gainsayings of the destructive critic. But the latter has no answer for the supernatural transformation of a sinner's life into that of a Christ-like life." End of quote. It's been said, "Your actions speak so loud I can't hear what you are saying." In our next visit, I will share with you a poem that makes this point eloquently. In the meantime, review the study we've done in 2 Peter to this point by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and clicking on the archives.